Welcome back to our second to last week of class. Today we're going to be discussing financial management and securities markets. So in today's fast-paced global economy, managing a company's finances is more complex and more critical than ever. Financial managers are not just number crunchers. They are strategic leaders who help guide a company's future. Wise financial planning is essential for long-term success. Finance is the lifeblood of any business. Whether it's a small bakery or a multinational corporation, every company needs money to operate. Financial management involves planning, investing, and raising funds to ensure the business can meet its goals. Financial managers work closely with other departments to track cash flow, plan for future investments, and decide how to fund operations, also called budgeting, right? The ultimate goal is to maximize the value of the firm for its owners. This means balancing short-term needs with long-term growth, also considering the risk-return trade-off. Financial managers must count the cost and plan wisely. Organizations use funds in two ways, short-term and long-term. Short-term expenses support daily operations, such as paying employees, buying inventory, keeping the lights on, keeping the paper filled, right? Long-term expenditures may be building a new factory, right? Investing in a new emerging technology, right? These are also called capital expenditures. Managing cash is crucial. Companies must ensure they have enough to pay the bills while also investing in the company wisely. Financial managers aim to collect money owed quickly and delay payments when possible to minimize inventory costs. When companies need more money than they have on hand, they turn to financing. Short-term financing includes trade credit, bank loans, and commercial paper. These are often used to cover seasonal expenses or temporary cash shortages. Some loans are unsecured, based on the company's creditworthiness, while others are secured collateral. Long-term financing, on the other hand, is used for major investments and includes both debt and equity. So debt financing involves borrowing money, while equity finances involves selling ownership in the company. Each has its pros and cons, right? Debt must be repaid with interest, but it doesn't dilute ownership. Equity, on the other hand, doesn't require repayment, but it gives shareholders a say in the company, right? This is sometimes called going public or having an IPO, right? Financial decisions must be made with wisdom and not greed. This is important, as Ecclesiastes 5:10 reminds us, whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income, right? Equity financing can come from stock selling, retaining earnings, and attracting venture capital. Companies may go public, as I mentioned, through an initial public offering or IPO, allowing them to raise large amounts of money. However, going public also brings scrutiny and regulatory requirements. Some companies don't want to do this, right? There's a lot of regulations that comes when you open up an IPO. Some companies choose to remain private to maintain control. Others use retained earnings, profits reinvested into the business to fund growth. Dividends may be paid to shareholders, but many high growth companies reinvest profits instead. Venture capital is another option, especially for startups, right? These investors provide funding in exchange for ownership and a share of future profits, right? Securities markets play a vital role in helping companies raise funds and giving investors opportunities to grow their wealth. These markets include primary markets, where new securities are sold, and secondary markets, where existing securities are traded. Right? Investment bankers help companies issue new securities, while stockbrokers assist investors in buying and selling. Right? There's many online trading platforms, I'm sure that you've heard of, some like Robinhood, have made investing more accessible than ever. Right? Diversification is key to manage that investment risks, not only for companies, but also personally, right? Investors can choose from a variety of securities, including stocks, bonds, mutual funds, right? Bonds are loans, right, to companies or governments and offer a fixed return, whereas stocks represent ownership in a company and offer the potential for dividends and capital gains. It doesn't mean it's going to be realized, but they offer it, right? If your stock goes down, you're not getting dividends and capital gains. Mutual funds provide diversification by pooling money from many investors to buy a range of assets. More advanced investors may explore options and futures contracts, which carry higher risks, but also higher rewards. Securities exchanges like the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ facilitate these buying and sellings of these investments. And these markets are regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, to ensure transparency and protect investors. Laws like the Securities Act of 1933 and the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002 were created to prevent fraud and promote ethical behavior. Finally, financial management and securities markets are constantly evolving, right? Technology is transforming how companies manage money and how investors trade. Financial technology, or fintech, is making banking and investing faster, more efficient, and more personalized. At the same time, financial managers must navigate increasing regulations and global competition. They must be both strategic and ethical, balancing innovation with responsibilities. So, in conclusion, right, financial management is about more than numbers. It's about vision, strategy, and stewardship. As you look at your company's finances, understanding what the short-term goals are and the long-term goals and how best to budget to meet those. Right, securities markets provide the tools and opportunities for businesses to grow and for individuals to invest in the future. So whether managing a company's finances or investing in your own, faithfulness and wisdom are the keys to success. God bless. I look forward to seeing you next week for our final week of class.